The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And you're most welcome back to the programme. Bobby in for Pat this morning. Now, JP McManus is back in the news this week to tell us why and remind us on more background on the high-profile businessman. I'm delighted to be joined by Shane Hannan, Off the Ball producer. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Bobby.
Now, remind us about the great JP. His relatively humble beginnings, but he acquired a lot of wealth relatively quickly.
He did. He did indeed. Fascinating character, JP McManus. And as you said, he's in the news this week. So this international rugby experience, state-of-the-art exhibit in Limerick, 30 million quid put into it by the JP McManus Charitable Foundation as well. And this week, the reason it's in the news, he's gifted it to the Limerick people, essentially. So this is the fully immersive, hands-on, multi-sensory experience. It was opened by Brian Habana and Johnny Sexton.
I've been down there. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it in person. Yeah, I heard it's amazing.
It's pretty cool, but I was wondering as well, just the businessman in me was wondering, is it a bit of a hospital pass for the council?
Yeah.
As in, the ongoing running costs versus the income there. I think if you see it once, you know,
yes,
getting kids back there again, I think it'll be challenging.
The return visits
to make
be difficult.
That work as a tourist venue.
Yeah, almost a labour of love. And sure, JP has that much money.
It's a wonderful, contribution to Limerick rugby.
Yes,
and it is a magnificent facility. And again, I'm always, I suppose, slightly sceptical about these generous donations that you hear about all the time.
Yeah,
the bigger ones you never hear about.
You don't. So, I mean, look, people, the whole GEA donations, the €1 million to each county board in the country was doing the rounds in the last number of months. And yet people saying different things about JP living abroad and whatever else. But obviously those county boards can use that money very, very well.
Yeah.
Maybe for the smaller counties, it'll mean a lot more because it'll be distributed between the clubs evenly. And yet, look, JP has a lot of money. That's 32 million, but he has a home in Barbados that's worth 150 million. So, I mean, the money is there for JP McManus. But as you said, the humble beginnings, but the contractor's business that is, the contracting business that his father had, drove a bulldozer. He worked hard, in fairness to him, JP, yeah, as well. And then he gets into the, I think he was nicknamed the Sundance Kid when he was younger as well. Bit of a character, but also, same as he is now, a bit of a shy man, a reserved man. And then, of course, gets into the horse racing and gambling industries. And he just goes from strength to strength there. There's a great clip I want to bring you as well here. This is JP McManus at the age of 28 talking about, well, the highs and lows of getting into the gambling and horse racing businesses. Have a listen.
I was very lucky when I started to bet first because I remember the first big bet I might have had, I forget where it was, but slight odds on chance and it won. And I had a very good record from the first 20 or 25 bets I had. Very, very few of them got beaten.
Yes.
And it just
you then
developed
found
from there.
Like, you had real money to hand to play
with.
Well,
I had a few quid to play about with.
Yeah. But is it much fun if you find yourself with 30 or 40 grand in a thing and then it falls?
Well, I can tell you the fun goes out of it then.
Gas, yeah. But I suppose when we look at it then, so some of the earlier wealth was, I suppose, gambling related.
It was, 100%. And you heard him, yeah, there. The fun can go out of it, but he had a lot of money to put on. And then his first horse was Kildare, named after Kildare, of course. And then his first Cheltenham Festival winner was a horse called Mr. Donovan back in 1982. And then he gets the Grand National success with Don't Push It in 2010, wins it again for a second time with Manila Times. That was Rachel Blackmore's Grand National winning entry. And then at the weekend, just gone with Aya Maximus, with Paul Townend on board of Willie Mullins. So he has had unbelievable success, unbelievable money to put into that success. But yeah, the horse racing and humble beginnings, I suppose, is where it all started after that contracting business, I guess, beginning.
Yeah. Well, if we look back to the Manchester United years, Shane, McManus, remind listeners, a major shareholder in Manchester United at that time. What about the Rock of Gibraltar, the fallout with Ferguson, sale to the Glazers, then being a turning point in Manchester United's, I suppose, modern history?
Yeah, it is, and certainly was a turning point, because 2005 this sale happens to the Glazers, and albeit United win the Champions League a few years later in 2008, they beat Chelsea on penalties in the final. But that moment where the Glazers took over, you have to feel, was the start of the current United demise, which is still there since Ferguson left in 2013. The Glazers, a lot of United fans, certainly not supportive of that Glazer regime. Jim Ratcliffe has obviously come on board with INEOS, but the Glazers are still there behind the scenes. But yeah, this moment, this Rock of Gibraltar moment that leads to major upheaval, this legal dispute between Alex Ferguson and John Magner, and JP's involved in this as well. And essentially, over this horse, Rock of Gibraltar, that starts the legal issues. Alex Ferguson believed he was a part owner of this champion stallion. John Magner and JP McManus disagreed. That is the crux of it, really. And there's a football finance expert that I was reading recently on it. He was saying that if that particular discussion over the horse had never taken place, we could be watching a very different Manchester United today. So, leads to legal battles. Magner and McManus were part of this Coolmore Racing conglomerate, and most importantly, shareholders of Manchester United at the time as well. And Ferguson obviously had a massive passion for horse racing, inherited that from his father. So that developed the close relationship between Magner, McManus and Ferguson. And then, of course, the reports, this Rock of Gibraltar horse, that he was worth around £50 million by the end of 2002. Ferguson sees this as an opportunity to cash in on his prize asset, because he thinks, right, he's at the peak of his game, the peak of his powers, Rock of Gibraltar, let's cash in on my assets.
That was if he owned it.
Exactly. And that's when the trouble began and the legal dispute began. But of course, that leads to the Glazers coming in and the turning point for United.
Yeah, and again, an incredible man, but a man who's as obsessed with sport as much as he is with business.
100%.
You see, which is unusual in some ways.
Exactly. And you see a lot of businessmen who are very rich pumping money into sport, but maybe have no interest in it. It's just somewhere to put their money. But for JP, it's clearly a moment of love for him. He sits in the crowd at Croke Park with John Kiely, you know, watching opposition matches when Limerick aren't playing. He pumps money into the Limerick and that their success in recent years. People say money doesn't have an impact in sport, but he has had a massive impact on Limerick hurling, it has to be said.
Have a look at Limerick hurling and
exactly.
Reassess that question.
Fascinating man.
Shane Hannon, as always, thank you for that analysis of JP McManus. What a character.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.